An ad in a Hollywood trade paper reads that Martin Scorsese is in pre-production with a tale about street-fighting men in New York. That was a quarter century ago. Today, Scorsese's Gangs of New York finally opens in theaters across the country. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Gangs of New York has not been worth the wait. In the 25 years since director Martin Scorsese first announced he was making it, the project has lost its way. Its 2-hour and 45-minute length is elephantine enough to include an actual elephant, but what it doesn't contain is any compelling reason for us to pay attention.
I must beg the indulgence of my former assistant in matters of impalement, the butcher's original apprentice. What do you say, Jen? One more time for the sweet souvenir.
Gang stars Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Cameron Diaz in a melodramatic story of murder and revenge in the lower depths of 19th century Manhattan. That may sound exciting, but the film plays like one of those interminable airplane flights. You look at your watch, hoping it's time to land, only to realize with a start you're not even halfway there. In addition to all that time, director Scorsese has also spent a lot of money going nowhere. He created an exact reproduction of 1860s Manhattan on a backlot in Rome, but authenticity should be a means to an end, not an end in itself.
Quite a pair of conversationists, aren't you?
Maybe not. Or deep thinkers.
Well, gentlemen, I leave you in the grace and favor of the Lord.
Unfortunately, what seems to have happened in Gangs is that all of the time, money, and energy invested in recreating the past has distracted the filmmakers. They can't seem to see that nothing dramatically compelling is going on in those immaculately conceived and executed sets. Despite the contributions of Steven Zaillian and Kenneth Lonergan, two of today's best screenwriters, we just don't care about any of the characters.
Now look, boys, I really don't want to fight.
Acting is part of the problem. Daniel Day-Lewis does give an impeccable performance as one of the gang leaders, the villainous Bill the Butcher.
When he came to finish me, I couldn't look him in the eye. He spared me because he wanted me to live in shame. This was a great man. So I cut out the eye that looked away. Sent it to him wrapped in blue paper. I would have cut them both out if I could afford him blind. And I rose back up again with a full heart and buried him in his own blood.
But it's a performance in a vacuum, so set apart that it can't enrich the rest of the film the way great performances classically do. Facing even bigger problems is DiCaprio, who was simply miscast as the street-fighting hero. The strongest attitude this actor can manage here is the petulance of a sullen choir boy, and that's not nearly enough.
I told you I didn't want to fight!
At its core, Gangs of New York is a pageant, a procession of one-dimensional characters and costumes. It's not a drama. Director Martin Scorsese and his team have created a heavy-footed golem of a motion picture, hard to ignore as it throws its weight around. But it has no soul.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.